Since I am in Christ, Christ himself is in me, according to Colossians 1:27, which says, To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. Repeat with me, since I am in Christ, Christ himself is in me, according to Colossians 1:27, which says, To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. Since I am in Christ, Christ himself is in me, according to Colossians 1:27, which says, To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. Since I am in Christ, I am also circumcised of the sins of the flesh, according to Colossians 2:11, which says, In him you were circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of sins of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ. Colossians 2:11. Repeat with me, since I am in Christ, I am also circumcised of the sins of the flesh, according to Colossians 2:11, which says, In him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ. Colossians 2:11. Since I am in Christ, I am also circumcised of the sins of the flesh, according to Colossians 2:11, which says, In him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ. Colossians 2:11. Since I am in Christ, I have been washed, regenerated, and renewed by the Spirit, according to Titus 3:5, which says, Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Titus 3:5. Repeat with me, since I am in Christ, I have been washed, regenerated, and renewed by the Spirit, according to Titus 3:5, which says, Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Titus 3:5. Since I am in Christ, I have been washed, regenerated, and renewed by the Spirit, according to Titus 3:5, which says, Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Titus 3:5. Since I am in Christ, I am consecrated, and Jesus and I are brothers, according to Hebrews 2:11, which says, He who consecrates and those who are being consecrated all have one origin. Therefore, he is not ashamed to call them brothers. Titus 3:5. Repeat with me, since I am in Christ, I am consecrated, and Jesus and I are brothers, according to Hebrews 2:11, which says, He who consecrates and those who are being consecrated all have one origin. Therefore, he is not ashamed to call them brothers. Titus 3:5. Since I am in Christ, I am consecrated, and Jesus and I are brothers, according to Hebrews 2:11, which says, He who consecrates and those who are being consecrated all have one origin. Therefore, he is not ashamed to call them brothers. Titus 3:5. Since I am in Christ, I have escaped the corruption of lust and have the divine nature of God, according to 2 Peter 1:4, which says, By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature of God, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter 1:4. Repeat with me, since I am in Christ, I have escaped the corruption of lust and have the divine nature of God, according to 2 Peter 1:4, which says, By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter 1:4. Since I am in Christ, I have escaped the corruption of lust and have the divine nature of God, according to 2 Peter 1:4, which says, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter 1:4. Since I am in Christ, God established, anointed, and sealed me with the Spirit, a guarantee of my inheritance, according to 2 Corinthians 1:21-22, which says, now he who establishes with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a deposit. 2 Corinthians 1:21-22. Repeat with me. Since I am in Christ, God established, anointed, and sealed me with the Spirit, a guarantee of my inheritance, according to 2 Corinthians 1:21-22, which says, now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a deposit. 2 Corinthians 1:21-22. Since I am in Christ, God established, anointed, and sealed me with the Spirit, a guarantee of my inheritance, according to 2 Corinthians 1:21-22, which says, now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a deposit. 2 Corinthians 1:21-22. Since I am in Christ, I have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of my inheritance, according to Ephesians 1:13-14, which says, in him you also trusted, also you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Ephesians 1:13-14. Repeat with me. Since I am in Christ, I have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of my inheritance, according to Ephesians 1:13-14, which says, in him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, to the praise of his glory. Ephesians 1:13-14. Since I am in Christ, I have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of my inheritance, according to Ephesians 1:13-14. In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, to the praise of his glory. Ephesians 1:13-14. Since I am in Christ, I have direct access to God through the Spirit, according to Ephesians 2:18, which says, for through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Ephesians 2:18. Repeat with me. Since I am in Christ, I have direct access to God through the Spirit, according to Ephesians 2:18, which says, for through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Ephesians 2:18. Since I am in Christ, I have direct access to God through the Spirit, according to Ephesians 2:18, which says, for through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Ephesians 2:18. Since I am in Christ, God has delivered me from the power of darkness and translated me into the kingdom of God, according to Colossians 1:13, which says, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Colossians 1:13. Repeat with me. Since I am in Christ, God has delivered me from the power of darkness and translated me into the kingdom of God, according to Colossians 1:13, which says, He has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. Colossians 1:13. Since I am in Christ, God has delivered me from the power of darkness and translated me into the kingdom of God, according to Colossians 1:13, which says, He has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. Colossians 1:13. Since I am in Christ, I have been buried, raised, and made alive with Christ, according to Colossians 2:12-13, which says, Buried with Him in baptism, in which you also were raised with Him through faith in the working of God, who raised Him from the dead, and you being dead in your trespasses, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, He has made alive together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Colossians 2:12-13. Repeat with me. Since I am in Christ, I have been buried, raised, and made alive with Christ, according to Colossians 2:12-13, which says, Buried with Him in baptism, in which you also were raised with Him through faith in the working of God, who raised Him from the dead, and you, being dead in your trespasses, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, He is made alive together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Colossians 2:12-13. Since I am in Christ, I have been buried, raised, and made alive with Christ, according to Colossians 2:12-13, which said, Buried with Him in baptism, which you also were raised with Him through faith in the working of God, who raised Him from the dead, and you, being dead in your trespasses, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, He is made alive together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Colossians 2:12-13. Since I am in Christ, I have been buried, raised, and made alive with Christ, according to Colossians 2:12-13, which says, Buried with Him in baptism, which you also were raised with Him through faith in the working of God, who raised Him from the dead, and you, being dead in your trespasses, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, He has made alive together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Colossians 2:12-13. Since I am in Christ, I will appear with Christ in glory, according to Colossians 3:4, which says, When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. Colossians 3:4. Repeat after me. Since I am in Christ, I will appear with Christ in glory, according to Colossians 3:4, which says, When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. Colossians 3:4. Since I am in Christ, I will appear with Christ in glory, according to Colossians 3:4, which says, When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. Colossians 3:4. Since I am in Christ, I have the boldness to access God with confidence and faith, according to Ephesians 3:12, which says, In whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in Him. Ephesians 3:12. Repeat with me. Since I am in Christ, I have the boldness to access God with confidence and faith, according to Ephesians 3:12, which says, In whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in Him. Ephesians 3:12. Since I am in Christ, I have the boldness to access God with confidence and faith, according to Ephesians 3:12, which says, In whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in Him. Ephesians 3:12. Since I am in Christ, I am rooted and built up in Him and established in faith, according to Colossians 2:7, which says, Being rooted and built up in Him and established in faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Colossians 2:7. Repeat with me. Since I am in Christ, I am rooted and built up in Him and established in faith, according to Colossians 2:7, which says, being rooted and built up in Him and established in faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Colossians 2:7. Since I am in Christ, I am rooted and built up in Him and established in faith, according to Colossians 2:7, which says, being rooted and built up in Him and established in faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Colossians 2:7. Since I am in Christ, I set my mind on things above, according to Colossians 3:2, which says, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Colossians 3:2. Repeat with me. Since I am in Christ, I set my mind on things above, according to Colossians 3:2, which says, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Colossians 3:2. Since I am in Christ, I set my mind on things above, according to Colossians 3:2, which says, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Colossians 3:2. Since I am in Christ, I shall triumph in all things, according to 2 Corinthians 2:14, which says, now thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Repeat with me. Since I am in Christ, I shall triumph in all things, according to 2 Corinthians 2:14, which says, now thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Since I am in Christ, I shall triumph in all things, according to 2 Corinthians 2:14, which says, now thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Since I am in Christ, I am the fragrance of Christ and diffuse the fragrance of His knowledge in every place, according to 2 Corinthians 2:15. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. 2 Corinthians 2:15. Repeat with me. Since I am in Christ, I am the fragrance of Christ and diffuse the fragrance of His knowledge in every place, according to 2 Corinthians 2:15. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. 2 Corinthians 2:15. Since I am in Christ, I am the fragrance of Christ and diffuse the fragrance of His knowledge in every place, according to 2 Corinthians 2:15, which says, for we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. 2 Corinthians 2:15. Since I am in Christ, I am patient, kind, good, faithful, and gentle, according to Galatians 5, 22-23, which says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Galatians 5, 22-23. Repeat with me. Since I am in Christ, I am patient, kind, good, faithful, and gentle, according to Galatians 5, 22-23, which says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Galatians 5, 22-23. Since I am in Christ, I am patient, kind, good, faithful, and gentle, according to Galatians 5, 22-23, which says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Galatians 5, 22-23. Since I am in Christ, I am at peace, self-controlled, and filled with joy and love, according to Galatians 5, 22-23, which says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Galatians 5:22-23. Repeat with me. Since I am in Christ, I am at peace, self-control, and filled with joy and love, according to Galatians 5:22-23, which says, But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Galatians 5:22-23. Since I am in Christ, I am at peace, self-control, and filled with joy and love, according to Galatians 5:22-23, which says, But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Galatians 5:22-23. Since I am in Christ, I do not sin, according to 1 John 5:18, which says, We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. 1 John 5:18. Repeat with me, Since I am in Christ, I do not sin, according to 1 John 5:18, which says, We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. 1 John 5:18. Since I am in Christ, I do not sin, according to 1 John 5:18, which says, We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. 1 John 5:18. Since I am in Christ, I am his disciple, and I love others, according to John 13:34-35, which says, A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. John 13:34-35. Repeat with me, Since I am in Christ, I am his disciple, and I love others, according to John 13:34-35, which says, A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. John 13:34-35. Since I am in Christ, I am his disciple, and I love others, according to John 13:34-35, which says, A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. John 13:34-35. Since I am in Christ, I have the mind of Christ, according to 1 Corinthians 2:16, which says, For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16. Repeat with me. Since I am in Christ, I have the mind of Christ, according to 1 Corinthians 2:16, which says, For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16. Since I am in Christ, I have the mind of Christ, according to 1 Corinthians 2:16, which says, For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16.